News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Cabinet Minister Shane has accused hoteliers of robbing people up to their eyeballs while warning the VAT reduction promised in the budget is not guaranteed. Arts, Culture and Sports Minister Patrick O'Donovan, previously responsible for hospitality under the tourism brief, admitted that price gouging has happened under this government, and in an extraordinary attack on the industry, the Fine Gael TD suggests that hotels are routinely fleecing people around big concerts and events, and he said it amounted to killing the goose that lays the golden egg. Are people being robbed up to their eyeballs?
I think we probably are, Ciara. And like, I'm normally reluctant to go along with kind of that sort of populist speak, but I just think the evidence is everywhere. I actually, just to give one example, I know we were chatting about the Oasis gigs and the All Irons and so on, how much hotels were costing. But a friend of mine they were trying to book a hotel for their wedding anniversary, so they'd booked it at and I won't name the hotel because you never know the exact circumstances of what might be happening in that hotel in a particular weekend. But they'd booked it for their anniversary last year, expensive hotel. They were willing to spend a good few quid, and the cost this year for the same weekend.
So it was also their anniversary.
50% higher, and no dinner included than the previous year. Now, like. That's one example, but I know our listeners can come up with copious examples. And let's not forget, the hotel sector is looking for a VAT break that's going to cost about £1 billion in the budget, or the guts of £1 billion. Now, they'll say, oh, it's only for the food and drink part of it. Yeah, but like, how do you differentiate between those kind of packages that include dinner? So they will be benefiting from a VAT. I think there's price gouging going on.
I do think that the hotel and the hospitality industry have been through the horrors of COVID.
Yeah, I
think that was very difficult for them. We know lots of pubs have closed, lots of restaurants have closed. We know that they were under pressure. We know that they've had a strange time. Up to 30%, up to 50% along the Western Seaboard were used to accommodate international protection people at one stage. So there have been reasons why they have struggled. There have been reasons why, when you take that amount of supply out of the thing, that you would see price rising. I also think we seem to focus on, I'm not saying that there's no price gouging, because I bet you when we throw it out to the text line, people will have loads of examples. But I also do think this, that if you look at flights, for example, if you buy a last minute flight, you know it's going to be 600 quid, not 99.99. Or if you know that you're flying to Paris for a Six Nations weekend, it's going to cost way more than if you fly to Paris on a random weekend in May. So dynamic pricing is a thing, and it is a function of supply and demand. And we see it with tickets now for events. We see it with flights. We're seeing it in hotels. And our hoteliers supposed to not charge what the market is willing to bear for some reason.
But then don't come looking for a huge VAT break.
But you see, what they would argue, and they do have a sort of a point, is they get those big bucks about 5 times a year or 10 times a year or something, and the rest of the time they're scrabbling around looking for business.
Are they? I mean, in certain parts of the country they are, but are hotels in Dublin, for example, scrambling around looking for business? I'm not so sure they are, Ciara. And I just think, I think what you're saying, I understand what you're saying, and I think it's fair to put a
I'm trying to be fair.
That's laudable. And I think it's fine to put a bit of a premium on for certain events. It's the extent of the premium that I think most people object to. I don't think people object to paying, you know, a little bit more or even a hefty bit more. It's when they start doubling prices and trebling prices and you hear hotels looking for 600-700 quid.
We did cover once, and it was a hotel. It was actually in Harcourt Street, the hotel, but again, I won't name it, that trebled its price of its normal night cost when I think it was the Taylor Swift concert. So we do know that it happens, but is it fair enough? Is it dynamic pricing? You did it for Oasis, you paid out the big money, you pay it for flights. Are hotels any different? Let us know. Are you being gouged? Or as Minister Patrick O'Donovan says, are you being robbed up to your eyeballs? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.